I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, guess what time it is, you guys? It's time to win. See? I told ya.
Oh.
Salt. S-A-L-T, salt. Text the word salt to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you get a chance at $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. The word is salt. S-A-L-T. Text it in this hour. Next hour, there's a whole nother word. 8 times a day. 8K a day. Salt. This hour's code word.
While we're talking about stuff, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Not So Silent Night goes on sale right now.
No, not 10 o'clock.
Oh, 10 o'clock.
But good intentions.
Any minute now.
Yep.
Soon enough, Not So Silent Night goes on sale. There's a bunch of bands playing. You should go.
Saturday, December 7th at the SAP Center. Mumford & Sons, 21 Pilots, Raconteurs, the 1975 of Monsters and Men, White Reaper. Michael Martin loves us right now.
That's right.
That's got to be mentioned number Woo! 6 today.
It is.
Not So Silent Night 2019.
It's the first Alice event of the winter season. You're going to love it.
It sure is.
We have a second Alice event we'll be mentioning soon.
It's coming up.
Yeah, within the next
we're going to start teasing that
week
pretty soon.
Next week or so.
Hey, right. Before you jump in with the text,
yeah.
I wanted to mention, oh, there you go, 21 Pilots. You know the mural of, it was painted maybe a year and a half ago, of Robin Williams. It's down between 6th and 7th Street on Market Street.
No, I do
I've
not.
I've never seen, I've, no, I know the
I've
picture, but I've never seen the actual mural itself.
This is your last chance because that building's getting torn down. It's right now it's behind construction fence, but somebody managed to stick their camera through and get it. But it's a great painting of him.
I never heard of it. Or...
Oh, you did. We talked about it. It went up like a year and some ago. It got talked about. He looks old in it. Like it's sort of a, it's a kind of a cool likeness of him, but it's a lot of wrinkles around the eyes and some whiskers.
Yeah.
And like it's, actually, if you can find it, see if you can to show Vinny.
You just, have a picture
I'm pulling
there.
It up now.
It's behind, it's through a construction thing.
Oh, no. Go to third page.
This. Is it this?
That is it.
Yeah, I see it.
Think, is that it?
Looks like
Isn't
it.
Isn't that it? Let me see.
It looks like it's got the Aladdin genie behind him.
Let me see. Hold that up again. I am not sure. Here's the little piece I can see. The picture in the back is just a picture of Robin Williams.
Oh, I thought that was the same one.
Anyway, go and see it because this is it. By the end of next week, they're saying, or possibly even by the end of this
week.
That
is too bad.
I know. It's too bad they can't just cut that chunk out and
No, it can't
move
be the same
somewhere.
Because he's got hair on his
and
face.
Stuff.
In the...
He looks bedraggled in the mural.
Hmm.
So,
this says a towering mural of Robin Williams has appeared in Logan Square. So this must be a different spot.
I don't even know where that is.
Okay.
This
Maybe
is the
there's
one.
A couple, huh?
Well, look, I mean, he was beloved.
Oh,
and
it's this one.
That is it. Yes, because even the nose looks kind of bulbous. It's a, it's a cool picture of him.
Yeah.
So that is coming down. That particular story, by the way, says by the end of the week. Do they mean like today?
Yeah.
Or do they mean
next week?
But if you haven't been down there and you're anywhere near, why don't you walk over there on your lunch break and take a picture? Put it on. It's a good post for social media.
Yeah.
You can be an influencer.
Great job out of you.
Thank you. You know, I'm always looking out for my social media friends.
Did I mention Alice's Not So Silent Night goes on sale at 10 o'clock today?
I'm pretty sure you did.
All right.
It's a good lineup, Vin. That's what mention number 7. Make sure you send that to Michael Martin. Shame.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. If I haven't said don't text and drive, I now have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 650 says, Mazatlan, class of 88. Yeah, there was Maybe it didn't happen here in Northern California, but in Southern California, it was like a pipeline. Hmm. After that was like a set up deal. After you graduated,
that's you went
straight to Mazatlan. Mm-hmm. And man, I didn't eat for a week.
Why would you?
Well, I mean, I wanted to, but everything was like so. The people who ate got sick.
Oh.
Like every person that, you know, oh, I went to the shrimp basket and and then they were gone for 2 days.
That is too bad.
Well, yeah. It happens.
You stayed a whole week?
We stayed a whole week.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
When we landed, it was so funny. We landed and my grandpa was visiting and my mom. So they both picked us up. Me and Jason picked us up at the airport. And we couldn't even, we're like, in and out right now. And we must have had 3 burgers each because we were starving to death.
Yeah.
Well, your body was folding in on itself.
Right.
All this alcohol is turning me inside out. Oh my God! In and out. It's so good. Like late night after you've been drinking, the next day when you wake up feeling crappy, it's like, give me In and Out right now.
4 and 5 says, "Hey,
hey!
Did Vinny bring the tamales and desserts?
He did.
I did.
Can't wait to have the tamales."
Hopefully you like them.
Well, the tamales,
I'm sure I will like. Yeah. I don't know about that bread. That seems like... Ooh.
You don't like it, huh?
It's fine. Mm. I'm very highly unfamiliar with it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try the pink one.
There's all different kinds.
Yeah.
They're all similar. It's not... There's not... But I bought like 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And my family just started hammering them. I'm like, you guys, I'm trying to bring those to work.
There's
2 left.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. That's great. I can't wait to have some tamales.
I know. I think I'll cook some beans and rice too.
Oh. There you go.
Hi.
And then what?
Eat them.
And then leave it out for your husband after you go to bed.
That's correct. I think he's off late tonight too. So I'll just make a plate for him and he'll be ready.
Do you have the name of the place? So you can give it a plug.
No.
You are bad at stuff.
I know where it is. I don't know the name of it.
You think there's a receipt in the bag?
No. Mm. No, because I remember her. I had held up the line.
Oh, no, because you ordered so much.
Because I ordered 2 dozen tamales. So, and then I had those breads, and I was just like, yes, no receipt. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, everyone.
Well, I just took all the tamales. Just holding a soda and a, you know.
Right.
Jeez.
Yep. No more tamales for you. Mm-hmm. I took them all.
Right.
Thanks, Vin. That was very nice of you to buy us dinner tonight.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to make 2 meals out of that, Vinny.
Well, I hope you like them.
Yay.
You don't know what people have had. Maybe you've had the best tamales and these are like not.
I don't know if I have. I know that I've never eaten a tamale I didn't get along with.
That's right.
For us, we had the chicken ones.
Yeah.
And the green chicken ones are so good.
Did you get us like a variety pack?
No, you wanted pork.
They're all pork
only.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll get 6 each.
Yeah.
Great.
If you wanted chicken, I would have brought more.
I want pork.
Because we didn't even finish them.
Blah, 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 blah.
I thought you guys were, okay.
No, I'm pork, baby.
I wanted just the pork, but I felt like you said they might not have enough.
I wonder if those 3 PG&E VPs live in an area that was without power.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
I really do. They're just home counting their bonuses.
Vinny, a dude here.
Hi, dude.
How do you know those PG&E VPs are dudes? Because it says their names.
Oh. Yeah.
That's how
we know.
Maybe they are, but assuming so does a disservice to your daughters. Love always, Vince. Yeah, I appreciate, I'm trying to get with that program that is don't assume if something's a dude or but in this case, the 3 guys were mentioned. I didn't want to say their names, but you can find their names.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Well, and I was going to say, and I don't Diamond know that Mary. I have the pronunciations down either, so I just I just went left.
Just leave those 3 dudes.
What's the difference?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morning, Radio Fam. Enjoying my show from my central command position.
Hmm.
What?
Central command? Is this our overlord contacting us? How exciting. You never get to talk to that guy.
At work. Wanted to take a minute. Oh. Thank you all again for... Oh, boy.
Boy, our tax mission, they really should, the next billion should go into this.
I know. 510 says, you can't buy your text program out of a back of a car.
Intercom.
Wait, what?
It's Friday.
I know.
510 says, Johnny Mosley is awesome.
Johnny Mosley is awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah. Just ask him.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it.
And he got robbed.
What?
Right, he got fourth place.
What did he say?
He's yelling things now.
Talking S. I'm going to call him Daddy Mosley now.
Daddy Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy Mosley.
Is that doing Lizzo? L-M-A-O.
Yeah, that is a... I love when you do that.
I should learn more words. Because that's all I know.
Just the one that... I mean, it's so funny. She just... You just ball yourself up. Eyes squeezed tight, hands
I like
and fists shaking in the air. It's good. I feel the power coming off you. Mm. I'm like, she's going to explode. You know what? Somewhere in there, Bryn has audio of her doing this whole section, just singing it out loud. No? Not going to be able to find that? Type in you for use that.
Or not.
I don't know. I have no idea how he finds things over there.
My son got formula because I couldn't make milk. He's an excellent student, and we are talking colleges and scholarships, so no negative effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, do what works for you, and don't be saddled with the freaking social responsibilities that everyone is
But you don't even realize that there's a whole thing going on until you have a kid, and then
right.
You realize not only are there coaches to coach breast milk out of you,
mm-hmm.
and to coach you up on the techniques needed in order to, but they also are happy to let you know you're doing the wrong thing if you give them formula.
Oh, no, listen, there's always someone ready just standing there waiting for you to make a wrong move so they can tell you what an idiot you are.
Mm.
The older I get, the more I just steer clear of those people. Let me get out of here.
510 says, how do I listen to your podcast?
Oh, go to RadioAlice.com or Radio.com or iTunes mm-hmm. or wherever podcasts are sold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. Crank this up. Crank it up.
I'm going to get you, Alex.
Oh, Yuzi. Oh, boy. Oh, I've oboed twice. It's like we're laughing at the same time. Like everything in duplicate.
Yeah.
Nice job, Yuzi!
Yay!
925 says, my baby is born and looks just like Vinny. Bald and beautiful.
Aww.
Just need to get some tats.
Why don't you plug Alex's Insta so we can follow him, too?
49er. What is it again?
925?
49er 925. Spelt out 49er is spelt out and the 925 is the number.
49er 925 is where you'll find Alex.
And go to the Alice Instagram. We have Alex's picture up there showing off his tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, and Johnny Mosley on that machine that we're all falling off of
right.
on my Instagram.
Right. Yeah.
I can't help but wonder what Dusty would think about Vinny getting Sarah or Yuzette's name tattooed on his neck.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
She wouldn't mind.
Really,
she
I'm sure.
It.
I think
she's
John might
cool
mind.
That way.
Yeah, she's fine.
I could get a V. I would just get like a V. You know?
What, on your arm?
I don't know.
You're not going to get the rest of the letters? You're just going to get a V?
S and V, baby.
All right, you going to get that? Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe. You know, if I ever get a tattoo, I'll work you into it.
Okay, good.
For sure.
All right.
Well,
if you ever get a tattoo of me, I'll get a tattoo of you on my neck.
Can you write that down?
I
am getting one on the heel of my foot.
That's, you know what? You will not. That would hurt.
On the bottom?
Yeah.
Isn't that all callous?
I think it would really hurt.
It'd be hard to walk around afterward.
I think that would really
keep
hurt.
That thing all covered in that gel you put on it.
Why does that chick still have a driver's license?
Yeah, why does she?
You know, do you really think you that she has one?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the
thing. Your car still starts.
It does. You don't have to put your license in to like verify your identity.
Yeah.
Pretty sure she doesn't have a license.
I was thinking that the other day.
She was convicted of manslaughter. Yeah.
If there was ever an emergency and you were with someone who couldn't drive, you'd be like, drive. Just get over here and drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I drive my kid to school all the time. Still. Even though he's an adult. He doesn't have a stupid license. I'm like, God, I hope nothing happens to us. You're going to have to drive. I'll fake something. I'll be like, I'm so faint. You got to drive. Why would I do that? I'd actually die if he did that.
I had to buy a box of plastic gloves, and Vinny popped into my mind, and the Costco box he bought before Isla was born. I'm wondering if he's used them up or still has a big box of them. Love you guys. Shannon. I still have that same box.
Yeah.
I haven't...
Yeah, he thought he was going to put gloves on
every
time
he changed his
baby.
Remember how silly we thought
he
was?
You know what, though? It's because he didn't ever have his own baby before. Yeah. You know, you're right in there. You don't care if they spit on you. They don't keep wiping their boogers off with your hand. I mean, you just don't care. It's your baby. Yeah. This might as well be you.
So you still have the whole box. Did you use two
No,
pairs?
I've used some of them.
Mm. Like to what? Paint things?
To clean kid, like cat stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, instead of like you ever find those long ropey things?
Yes. The fur balls that
I put on a glove
up.
And just pick it up.
Mm.
Like, I try to find a way to
use them.
Trying to figure out how to use the damn thing.
It's nice to have them when you need them.
Sure.
You know?
I moved out to Dallas-Fort Worth 5 years ago, and it's great. It's actually very diverse. The economy is booming, and a ton of us Californians have invaded.
All right.
Is that where your boy's going?
I think it's north of Fort Worth.
There you go.
Denton? So wherever the northern... Texas University is.
I'm excited for him.
Me too. I am too. I feel like that's one of the best times in your life is when you're young and unattached and unencumbered and you just go out there and you get yourself a job and a place to live and you do your room the way you want to and then you're like, Mom, I'm out of money. Can I have some money? Because I'm going to go get some ramen.
Texas is great. No state taxes, cheap housing. He will love it.
The housing is not as cheap as you would think. I guess because it's a college town. Oh. I was very off put by the... I'm like, well, you're going to
What, just for an apartment?
Just, yeah. I'm like... Because I Googled like one bedroom apartments in Denton. I'm like, oh, we're going to have some roommates. Oh.
How much was one bedroom?
Like $1,500.
Oh, really?
Yeah, around there. They weren't cheap.
Mm-hmm. $1,500 for a one bedroom?
Well, here, that's an amazing deal. But there, I mean, you know, that's going to be, how much is that kid going to make? I'm sure he's going to make minimum wage. The whole reason for him to go out there is to see how valuable an education will be.
Mm-hmm. $1,500 for a one bedroom?
Dude, that, of course we would want
People
that.
People here would be like, who do I have to kill?
Right.
That lady? Give me five. I'll be done with it in a second.
You got it.
Start cleaning my room up.
I know. But I just figured that I was thinking $600 or something like that.
In what world?
In the world of the middle of America. Merca.
Dallas is like...
It's not Dallas. This is a little town.
Denton, you said?
Denton. But it's a college town. So that's my guess is that they just ding the students there, you know?
Well, sure. They're probably, rightfully so. They've been stung by those bastard students how many times? You and your keg parties.
Right.
You're ruining the... What?
And you're throw up everywhere.
How did all the drywall get torn off the walls?
You are disturbing the peace, young man.
Anyway, thanks very much for sending us texts, and your attention this week is appreciated.
It is. Happy Friday. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I don't know.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Na-na-na-na-na. It's the best day of the week, the weekly holiday Friday F day. Yeah. Hey. Thanks to Johnny Mosley for coming by today. Skeetoberfest is happening at Mosley's.
Guy, and you're going to be there.
I'm going to go to that bingo thing.
Bingo.
Okay.
On Saturday night.
That's Saturday night at Mosley's. Yeah. Sarah will be there.
That is correct. I'll be and surrounded by the rest of my bike gang, critical mass.
Will you be DD or do you get to have drinks?
Well, I can't get, I mean, I think you can't ride your bike drunk either. So
yeah,
I'll be,
you can get a ticket.
Yeah, I won't be. I'm sure tonight's my night, Vin. generally speaking, I blow my wad on Friday, Friday nights, and Saturday I'm a good girl. So
hey,
anyway,
don't forget about Alice's Not So Silent Night. It's goes on sale any minute now.
A few minutes.
It's
yep.
at the SAP Center on December 7th. It does any like in the next couple of minutes.
Right.
Hey, also Scott Capurro is tonight. He is at 19 Broadway right. in Fairfax, and tomorrow he's at Three Disciples Brewing in Santa Rosa. And those are the last two shows that Scott Capurro is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, no, not forever.
Oh, okay.
This particular visit home, mm-hmm. he's going back on vacation. So have a good one. Enjoy yourselves this weekend, and we'll see. Back. We'll meet back here safely on Monday, okay?
Sounds good.
See you then.
Thank you.
Oh, and Alex, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
Alex, great job. Appreciate
great
it.
Great job, buddy. Really good job.
And the Vietnamese super flu will be back here on Monday.
Yay!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.